listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to the True Word of God. I am Apostle Vernon Whitaker with Pastor Betty Whitaker of First Church Fivefold Fellowship Ministries in Port St. Lucie, Florida. We want to welcome you to our show. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Chief Apostle Vernon Whitaker from First Church Fivefold Fellowship in Port St. Lucie, Florida. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. I just want to say thank you for all my listeners for listening to the program. And if you would like to give us a call, you can call me at 561-718-23 and tell me how the program is affecting your life. And on tomorrow is Sunday, and we have our morning service start at 11 a.m. Our Sunday school start at 10. And the Bible study started at 7:30 p.m. on Wednesday night. If you're looking for a church home, need a good home, I want to hear the real word of God, come to First Church Fivefold Fellowship at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. And if you need a ride, just give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to come and pick you up and bring you to the church and take you back home. I just want to say hello to my lovely wife. She's home resting, trying to. Got so much to do in a church. It takes a lot to run a church when you're a leader. It's demanding at all times, 24/7. Seems like we never get no rest and never get a break. Amen. But if you want to go to our website is www.church5.com is the website. And we also on Facebook, and you can get that at facebook.com/firstchurch5. And also, my wife is starting a program, outreach for hurting women. And they do have a Facebook, and it's facebook.com/GNWOA. And that stands for God News with Open Arms. And also, we do our Paris search. On Sunday morning, we do Periscope. And that we broadcast our service live. If you have a phone, you can download Periscope. And put in Apostle Whitaker, and you can see us when we do our service live. Either you can go to your computer and put in www.parissearch.net/user/Apostle Whitaker, and you can see us live and what we will record it. And also, you can send me an email at firstchurch5@gmail.com. And send us a prayer request if you want prayer. And we're welcome to call me. I do have a prayer team that will pray with you if you're going through something and you're hurting, you're feeling down, you're feeling low, you don't know which way to go. Just give us a call, and I get you in touch with one of our prayer teams, and we'll be more than happy to pray for you. And we are standing in agreement with the Word of God, because this is the name of this program, the True Word of God. And we believe in speaking in the True Word of God. Amen. So now, let's get ready for our motto. Here we go. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Yes, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad that the Lord thought enough of us this morning. Come on, somebody. That he put breath in this old body. And while I'm breathing, while I'm still alive, while I'm upright, while I'm walking, while I can see, and while I can talk, I'm going to tell somebody about Jesus. Yes, that is my duty. That should be the commandment. That should be the duty of every Christian, to tell somebody about Jesus Christ. I'm quite sure that you know a whole lot of friends and family and loved ones that need to be saved. So we need to be about our Father's business, as the Lord says. I'm about my Father's business, and I'm about to bring the goodwill and the good news that Jesus Christ died for your sins, and he rose, and he is alive, and he's coming back again. And that is the good news, that he redeemed us with his precious blood, that he took our sins and our punishment on the cross. So that's why we are living today. And we're going to, and get into our program. And I know that sometimes we are going through some trials and we're going through some tribulation right about now. And we need somebody to comfort us in what we are going through. There are so much in this world that is happening that we need to find comfort somewhere. Something to help us to go through, Sister Connie, and make it through when we are down and when we are depressed and when we don't know which way to go and when we want to throw our hands up and we want to give up. We need something to come in our life and pick us up and give us strength so that we can push our way through and continue to go through. So now we need to know that what does God promises his people? And does he promise us release from all our troubles in the next world and release from some of our troubles in this life? We know that faithful people throughout this century witnessed a dramatic of trouble. And it was delivered from sickness and financial woes and from all manners of trouble. And flesh and blood and human beings began to have a testimony of the miracles is what happened. And we know that sometimes we are not relieved by God. Sometimes we merely have to endure what we got to go through. And this is not such a bad thing. We are never near to God than when we get ourselves in trouble. Sister Connie, when we get ourselves in trouble, we can pray to God. We can go to God. We can hoop. We can holler. And we can cry. Man, my God, we're some crying folks when we get ourselves in trouble. And when we are in our time, what we call our comfort and ease, and then we forget all about God when everything is going good. We don't even think about nothing by God. There's a lot of people now don't come to church because they're doing good. They got money and they got health and they got wealth and everything is going good. So they seem like they don't have a need for God right about now. But when we get into our worst time, when we get into a time, oh, my God, that we are going through something. When we get in a time that we can't see nobody or we can't get nobody, and man, my God, we just go through, then all of a sudden, guess what? We remember who God is. We remember. Then we say, I wonder if I ask God for some help. And, you know, sometimes God give us the answer in the form of help. And when we pray for it, and sometimes he answer come and say, lean on me. You will survive and strive. And maybe you need some comfort that you have lost a loved one, or comfort in your marriage that might be falling apart. You might be a pastor of a church and you need some comfort in what your church is going through. You might need comfort in your financial woes, or you might need comfort in your sickness. Whatever you're going through right about now, you need some comfort. You need some comfort. Now the question becomes, where could I find comfort, or who can I find comfort in? And sometimes, you know, Sister Connie, we try to find comfort in everything else. We try to find it in drugs. We're trying to find it in alcohol. We get in relationships. Yeah, we are trying to find comforts. We try to like bury ourselves in our work, trying to find comforts. Or we get into our children, get into our wives. We got all such of things that we try to get into find comfort when we are in our worst time. But yet, what I found out about those things that we get into, guess what? We still don't find no comfort. We still are looking. It seems like something is missing. Seems like there's a hole in my heart. Seems like my life is not complete. Seems like no matter what I do, is this not enough? So where do you look comfort from when you're weak, when you are fearful, when you are depressed, when you are discouraged? Do you look to God for all your comfort? And our English word for comfort, it actually comes from two Latin words that means to strengthen, to give strength and relief in affliction, to make strong, or to fortify. And I know when we're going through something, we are weak. I know when we're going through something, we are down. But we need something to strengthen us, to give us that what we need to relieve us of what we're going through. We need something to hold us up. We need something to lead us and guide us in the right direction. We need something that we can hold on to. Because we know we go to church on Sunday morning and Sunday evening. Yeah, but what about Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday? When you're going through that, what you're going through? Do you turn to the Word of God to get what you need? Do you turn to the Word of God to strengthen you? Do you turn to the Word of God to fortify you? Do you turn to God, the Word of God, to relieve you of your affliction? Where do you turn to find your comfort? You can't find comfort in a bottle. You can't find comfort in no drugs. Sometimes you can't find comfort in your own husband or your own wife because they may be going through something. It's hard to comfort somebody when you are going through something. So how can I be, give somebody strength when I'm weak? We need something that is strong all the time, no matter what the situation is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it feels like. We need something that we can hold on to, we can bite to, or we can grab hold to that will lift us and carry us, Sister Connie. Because sometimes we all get weak. The Bible says, we may get weary, but faint not. You know, we get a little tired, but don't give up. I'm trying to help somebody this morning. Somebody's going through some trials and tribulations, and you're looking for some comfort. But maybe what you're doing right now is not working. You probably need to turn to the Word of God. You need to be strengthened. And when I need to be strengthened, or given strength, or to be relieved in my affliction, I turn to the Word of God. That's where I turn to. I don't turn to no bottle. I don't turn to no other pastor. I don't turn to my wife. I don't turn to my children. I don't turn to no drugs. But what I turn to is the Word of God. And I found out that's the best way that I can find my comfort. And my favorite Word of God is Psalms 23. I love Psalms 23. When I'm down, when I'm depressed, when I'm going through, when I need some strength, I always turn to Psalm 23. And that's where I find my comfort. That's where I find my strength. That's where it gave me, it fortifies me, it lifts me, and it gives me what I need. So the next time that you're going through, next time you're depressed, next time you're contemplating suicide, next time you're about to give up on your marriage, by the time you want to give up on your children, pick up your Bible and read Psalms 23. Psalms, it is about six verses, but let me tell you, those are some powerful verses. Those are some powerful words, but you need to understand what the Word is telling us. You need to be able to read and comprehend the Word of God. And in them words, you can find all the comfort that you need. For any situation that you're going through, this Word will give you comfort. This Word will give you strength. This Word will relieve you of your affliction if you read the Word of God. Man, my God, when I'm going through, Sister Connie, when I just get to my ends of wits and I don't know which way to go sometimes, I just grab the Word of God and I sit down and I begin to read Psalms 23. And it says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And this is part out like, I shall not want. I am not slacking in anything. When I put the Lord over my life, when I make Jesus Christ the head of my life, or ahead of my household, the head of my church, if I put Jesus Christ before everything else in my life, I am slacking. I don't want for nothing. And this is what we need to say. He is my shepherd. Come on, somebody. He is the Lord who I look to. He is the one that I get strength from. He is the one that I hold on. The Lord is my shepherd. And that means that I'm taking this thing personal. It's not between me and you, but it's between me and the Lord. I'm grabbing this thing. I like to make the Lord my personal Lord and Savior. Somebody need to make him your personal Lord and Savior right now. And when you do that, and this is what I like, I ain't say you, but I shall not want. So when you make him your personal Savior and your personal Redeemer, then you shouldn't like or want anything. Come on, somebody. And he goes on and says, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still water. And now lay down in green pastures means that my rest and my safety, these are being a sure dwelling and a quiet resting place even in the midst of my temptation and my persecution. No matter what I'm going through, Sister Connie, I know that I got some rest. I know I can dwell in a safe place even when I've been persecuted. Oh, he makes me lie down in the green pasture. This is what I'm talking about. This is where I get my comfort at. Because sometimes we be going through, sometimes we get so depressed. Oh, my God, we wanted this end of our life. But when you find that you can lay down and rest in a safer place, in a dwelling place, knowing in the midst of your trials and your tribulation, you still got comfort. And goes on to say about the still water. My God, Jesus lead me in a gentle way. And I'm able to bear whatever I'm going through. Oh, my God. Then I'm free to have a communion with God. I don't have to worry about no situation and that. I can commune with God. Why? Because Jesus is leading me gently. My God, my God. This is where I get my comfort from. This is where I'm trying to help somebody. I know somebody right now is going through some trials and tribulation, and you need something. You're looking for something. Pick up Psalms 23. In verse 3, it says, and he restores my soul. My God. I mean, he brings it back. He heals my soul. God will refresh and comfort my soul when I discover all his love and with the promises of his word. My God, it ain't nothing like somebody loving you. No matter what you do, my God, they still love you. We can't love each other like that. When somebody do you wrong, you want to get revenge on them. When somebody do you wrong, you have no forgiveness. You have no mercy. You show them no grace. But we forget that God loved us and he showed us grace. He showed us mercy. So when my soul is being destroyed, when my soul is damaged, when my soul needs healing, all I got to know that he will restore it. My God, my God. How can you not find comfort in that when you are broken? I know somebody's broken right now. God will heal you. He will comfort you. And it goes on to say the path of righteousness. And mean that is the plain passes of truth and holiness, which I should not err. When I'm in the right place, doing what God say do, and I'm in truth, I cannot make no mistake. And I always say, and I'm going to say this over the airways, I am perfect. I said that one time, and somebody jumped up and said, you ain't perfect. I said, yes, I am perfect. No, you ain't. I said, yes, I am. As long as I'm in the will of God, I'm perfect. Because my God is perfect. When I get into his will, then that makes me perfect. But when I'm in myself, no, I'm not perfect. Come on, somebody. No, you are not perfect when you're in yourself. You need to be in the will of God to be perfect. When you're perfect, then you make the mistake. Because my God does not make no mistake. I know they try to blame a lot of stuff on my God, but my God don't make a mistake. And when he created man, he created a man. When he created a woman, he created a woman. There's no mistake about that. Come on, somebody. So ain't no way a man gonna holler about he's a woman. And then he is in himself. Then right, you ain't perfect. When a woman holler about she's a man, right, you're not in the will of God, then you ain't perfect. That's right. But when you're in the will of God, then you will receive and know that you are who God has made you. You are a man. I don't care what you try, how you try to change it, how you try to mask it, what kind of dress you put on, you still a man. If you're a woman, I don't care what kind of pants you put on, I don't care how short you cut your hair, I don't care how tight your blouse be, you still a woman. Because a man can't produce a baby. And a woman can't make a baby without a man. Come on, somebody. That's the way God made it. So there's no error in that. When we say we are all these other alternatives, that's what that we are in self and not in the will of God. We're not in the path of truth and righteousness. My God. And I like this when it says, and when you do all this, it's not doing it for my sake, but it's for his name's sake. And that is for his own glory and for the praises of his grace. I give God thanks every day. For grace. Sister Connie, don't you know every morning God give us new mercy and new grace? Yesterday, mercy and grace don't work for the day. You got to have some new mercy and new grace for the day. And I thank God every day that he give bait and make and give me new mercy and new grace every day. My God, my God, my God. How can you not find comfort in the word of God? If you read the word of God and understand it. And we goes on to verse number 4. And it says, in the shadow of death. in the shadow of death. And when I'm walking through one affliction, then comes another affliction, then comes another affliction, then comes another affliction, then comes another. Seems like they'll never end. But the Bible says the storm may come in the night, but if I can just endure until the morning, oh my God. Then when I'm going through the affliction, guess what? I'm covered under the shadow of death. My God. When I'm down in the valley. When I'm deep down in the valley. Seems like I look up and I can't find my way. See, when I look up, I can't see the light. See, when I look up, I can't see the end of the tunnel. But all that is just a shadow. You see, you got to understand. It ain't covering me, but it's just a shadow. But long as I keep on walking, long as I keep on moving, Sister Connie. And one thing that I knew, and I know, and let me tell y'all something, it's hard to hit a moving target. It's hard. Long as you're moving, then Satan can't hit you. But long as you be sitting still and being still, he can zero on the end on you. That's why I keep moving. I keep walking. Then it goes on in that same verse and says, I feel no evil. In other words, any evil thing that caused me to fall before God, and I know that all things work for the good, and I cannot be separated from the love of God. There's nothing on this earth. Now, let me say this so y'all can understand it. There's no man. There's no woman. There's no child. There's no boy. There's no substance. There's nothing on this earth that can separate me from the love of God. See, we need to have that attitude. And I feel no evil. I feel nothing. I don't feel Satan. And that's why a lot of y'all are still under his control, because you feel him. You won't stand up and look Satan in the eye and say, I see you. I have no fear. You have no control over me. Don't you know that he's at your beck and command? All you got to do is speak the word. Come on, somebody. You got to speak the word. Don't be afraid to stand up in the middle of the night and tell Satan, I see you. I know who you are. I'm not afraid of you. It ain't nothing you can do to me. Come on now. The Bible says now we should not be afraid of those who can destroy the body, but we need to be afraid of one who can destroy the body and the soul. My God. Then he goes on to say, thou art with me. In other words, he comforted me with his love. And all fear is driven away as I pass through the dark valley, through the deep waters, and the fiery trials. And I go through that with courage. And guess what? I go through with cheerfulness. I don't let nothing take my joy from me. I don't care kind of what I'm going through. I don't care how much kind of sickness come across my body. I don't care what kind of financial woes I'm going through. I don't care what people say about me. I don't care how they talk about me. I'm still going through the thing with courage, and I'm going to have a smile on my face. And it says, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And that is the rod of the word, which is called the rod of Christ's strength, and the staff of the promises and the provision of God's house. It takes the rod of the word, which is the strength that comfort me. It's in the strength that comfort me. It's what God give me, how God lift me. And I remember the times when we all were sinners. Come on now, we all was born into sin. But it took the word of God to comfort us and to change us. It took the word of God to lift us from the miry clay. It took the word of God to take us from the crack house, from the prostitute house, from the alcohol house. It took the word of God to change us from being homosexual and lesbian. It took the word of God to bring us out of that depression house. It took the word of God to change our mind, to change our heart. It took the word of God to deliver. It took the word of God to change us. It is the word of God that strengthened us. And that word gave us strength to overcome them situations that we was going through. My. And it says that thou hast prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. And thou anointed my head with oil, and my cup runneth over. Blessings on top of blessings on top of blessings. My God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell. Come on, somebody. I'm going to stay in the house of the Lord forever. I'm going to stay until that day that Jesus Christ come back. Can't nothing pull me, take me, or separate me from the house of God. This is where I find my comfort at. You notice that Psalms 23, how it comforts you? But it's for the peoples who have a covenant relationship with God. And God has, a comfort has been passed before you. It's stored up for you. It's not only in your current affliction, but whatever affliction you will face today, the ones that you don't know, the ones that you're going to face next week, next month, next year, God knows what affliction that you will face when you're 93 years old and you are poor health, you are being cared by your children, you're in a retirement home. You might not be living it now. You ain't there now. But just know when you are there, when your affliction will be, God comforts has prepared for you. This is Apostle Vernon Whitcomb, First Church 5-4 Fellowship, and we are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida. And if you need a ride to come to visit us and pray with us and have a good time, give me a call at 561-718-2361. And we are thankful right now. Here we go. We're getting ready to say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Vernon Whitaker, Chief Apostle, along with my lovely wife, Apostle Betty Whitaker, and all the members of First Church 5-4 Fellowship. You have a blessed and a wonderful day, and let the word of God comfort you. Thank you for listening to the true word of God with Apostle Vernon and Betty Whitaker. I want to invite you to worship with us this Sunday at 11:30 a.m. We are located at 2855 Brighton Street in Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34953. If you would like more information about our ministry or this program, you can call us at 561-718-2361. Join us next week at the same time for the true word of God.
Is it true that God can save a nation? Well, is it true? I must believe it. Is it true that God can break a nation? Yes, it's true, and I feel it, I feel, I feel it. Did you feel the mountains tremble? Did you hear the oceans roar? When the people rose to sing of Jesus Christ the risen one. Did you feel the people tremble? Did you hear the singers roar? When the lost people